Module 2D, Exercise 1B, page 28.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Richards. Can you tell us why lions are in danger?
Lions are in danger because there are between 16,000 and 50,000 of them left in Africa. Now that would be a nice number of lions if they were all protected inside national parks and game reserves. But the fact is that many are still out in the wild facing the dangers of habitat loss, hunting and accidental poisoning. Even though all these lions can be found in the sub-Sahara region of Africa, the loss of habitat means that different groups of lions are losing contact with each other. So each population, because it's so small, is highly endangered.
How many lions should there be in the wild?
Well, we know that 30 years ago, there were 180,000 more lions living in the African wild. Long ago, lion populations existed throughout southern Europe, parts of North and South America, southern Asia, central India, and all over Africa. Since then, they have simply vanished from most of these places. Europe hasn't seen a lion since 100 AD, and in 1884, there were only a dozen left in the Gir Forest in India. In the 20th century, the Gir lions were protected, and they now number about 300. But that's not enough. So the Gir lion is now on the critically endangered species list.
That's terrible. I didn't know it was that serious. But the lion can be saved from extinction, can't it?
It all depends. Most experts agree that if we act immediately, we can save the lion. But we need help to do that because there are too many threats still out there.
Well, you explained the problem with habitat loss, but I don't understand why people might still hunt them or how they get poisoned.
They are mostly hunted by the Maasai warriors who kill them to protect their farms. There are many organizations trying to teach the Maasai the importance of conserving these big cats instead of killing them. On the other hand, there are the dangerous poachers. Many elephant poachers kill elephants by poisoning their waterholes. Unfortunately, many lions become accidental victims. The use of strong pesticides over land has another deadly effect on lions.
So what can we do to help?
Like I said, the only way to protect lions is to create protected areas for them. At the same time, we have to breed as many as we can if we want the species to survive. We also need volunteers to track and follow the lions in the wild. You can find links to several organizations raising money for this on my website.
Thank you for coming to talk to us, Dr. Richards. Let's hope the King of the Jungle can be saved.